modern speech, a double-edged sword, is a powerful weapon that cuts both ways. Perhaps it's an argument, or it's a piece of technology that has a clear benefit and a clear liability. It's something that is a pro and a con. It's a double-edged sword. But the Bible's usage of the term double-edged sword is a little different. God's double-edged sword cuts only one way. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. What is God's double-edged sword? Well, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. God's Word is a double-edged sword, and when God wields it, it cuts in only one direction. God's Word is not judged by us. God's Word judges us. We do not assess it, it assesses us. We do not interpret it, it interprets us. We do not master it, it masters us. Have you ever encountered the piercing quality of God's Word? Recently, I was preparing to help a friend in a court hearing. And we were building our case, establishing our cause, marshalling evidence, and feeling more and more justified. And then I read just six words from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 8. Do not bring hastily to court. It cut to the heart. And it brought to mind other verses about the dangers of pursuing adversarial legal action. God's Word came home. It discerned the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. I could tell you many other piercing moments of me and the Bible, and I'm sure you can tell many moments like that as well. So often we come to God's Word and we seek discernment about our future, about our choices, and we seek to discern correct theology or just to discern a little dose of spiritual inspiration. But all of those motives are about us discerning the Word, or us discerning truths through the Word. Do you see the problem? God's Word discerns us. We are in the firing line. We might want to scrutinize the Word, but actually we are the ones who end up being scrutinized. As we approach the Scriptures, do we do it to analyze or to be analyzed? Have we forgotten that God's Word is living and active? It is not a dead letter to be dissected. The Word is alive, and the Word dissects us. Notice how Hebrews 4 continues. Verse 13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." Do you see how the Word of God in verse 12 is spoken of as the judge of the world in verse 13? When Hebrews speaks of the Word of God, yes, it applies to the Scriptures, but more fundamentally, it's talking about the eternal Word, the Lord Jesus. He is the living Word who encounters His people through the Scriptures as they are proclaimed today. But because the Word is living and active, because this Word is not so much an it as a Him, Scripture reading can never be impersonal. To open up the Word is to be opened up by the Word, who is judge of all. But you might think, this sounds far too scary. Who would want to submit to this double-edged sword? If this is what hearing the Word of God is like, why would anyone want to do it? Well, for those who belong to Jesus, judgment is never the last word. Christ has taken our judgment on the cross. He has suffered the sword, and then He has risen again into the presence of God our Father. That's why the verse continues, verse 14. Therefore, since we have such a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us in our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What a roller coaster these few verses are. We're cut to the heart and then we're raised to the throne. This is a true experience of the Word of God. First we are exposed and then we are covered by His blood. First we are pierced and then we are healed. First we are judged, then we are saved. First we are brought to our knees, and then we are raised through the heavens. May that be our experience as we encounter the scriptures day by day. May we approach God's word as a double-edged sword, knowing that it cuts and it cures. May our approaches to scripture always not simply be to open up the scriptures, but to allow the scriptures to open us up, to cut and also to cure. Let's finish with Hosea chapter 6, and may Hosea's words be our attitude as we come to God's word. Come, let us return to the Lord, says Hosea. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us know the Lord. Let us press on to know the Lord.